Walmart made news last week with a benefits policy change, and Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas includes that in his weekly review of the state's business and political news.
Walmart will change its benefits policy and allow the same-sex partners of its workers to qualify for company health plans. Full-time associates, spouses, and domestic partners will be eligible for coverage in medical, dental, vision, life, critical illness, and accident plans, the Bentonville-based retailer said in a postcard to employees this week. Walmart has more than half of its 1.3 million U.S. employees participating in company health care plans. Dr. Wayne Miller, an economist with the University of Arkansas's Division of Agriculture, has issued a new report, The Rural Profile of Arkansas 2013. It highlights how many manufacturing jobs in small towns have been shipped overseas in recent years. Miller's report on rural Arkansas pointed out that Arkansas lost nearly 63,000 manufacturing jobs from 2001 to 2010, which has greatly affected the economic base of those rural areas. Also, the state lost 29% of its manufacturing employment over this time period, compared to a 28% loss nationwide. State lawmakers on the House and Senate Revenue and Tax Committees are eyeing more tax cuts in the next legislative session and beyond. On Tuesday, legislators were presented with a chart showing how reducing the income tax by 0.2% per year and 0.3% per year would affect residents' tax brackets. The Clinton Foundation announced Wednesday that former President Bill Clinton will give an address on the Affordable Care Act next Wednesday, September 4th. Clinton's address will take place at the Great Hall of the Clinton Presidential Library in Little Rock at 10 a.m. The Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport in Little Rock will receive $5.1 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation. The funding will be used to rehabilitate the taxiway and runway lighting systems and reimburse the airport for land previously purchased for development. Port authorities in central Arkansas broke ground on Thursday on the Arkansas River Resource Center at the Port of Little Rock. The nearly $1.85 million 5,000-square-foot building will house the Little Rock Port Authority. Hot Springs-based shoe manufacturer Monroe & Company will close its Mount Ida facility, laying off 85 workers permanently. Monroe will continue to manufacture at its other two Arkansas facilities in Clarksville and in Hot Springs. The company blamed competition from imports for the downsizing. And on the political front, the big news was that Lieutenant Governor Mark Darr dropped his bid for Congress amid reports of problems with his campaign financial reports. Darr, a Republican, said it was best to focus on his family and serve out his term as Lieutenant Governor. Darr said he's leaving his options open at this point, definitely not running for governor or Congress, but leaving the door open to re-election as Lieutenant Governor, another elected office, or sitting the cycle out altogether. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Roby Brock's review of this week's business and political news comes from Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.